Padre Pio had many mysterious gifts, and he used them to help others. What follows is a story of uncertainty, wonder, and a sense of the divine. Stay tuned to find out what happened. Welcome to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio, about a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of our Protect the Child of Padre Pio program for your financial help and support. You are the ones who make these videos possible for everyone. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly. If you're not yet a member of this special program, but you would like to be, then just click the link in the description below to find out more. And now to our story. Dr. Pietro Melillo had always trusted the advice of Padre Pio. So when his wife became pregnant with their 5th child, Francesco, he immediately sought the priest's guidance on whether they should opt for a hospital delivery or a home birth. To Dr. Melillo's surprise, Padre Pio advised him not to take his wife to the hospital and suggested that she should give birth at home. Following the priest's advice, Dr. Melillo arranged a room at their home with the help of a midwife from the hospital Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza. During the course of the pregnancy, Padre Pio would ask about the progress of the pregnancy, providing words of encouragement to the anxious father-to-be. With Padre Pio's constant presence, Dr. Melillo felt a sense of calm and reassurance that everything would be all right. On the night of August 7th, Dr. Melillo's wife began experiencing the early signs of labor. However, due to a medical condition known as uterine inertia, which is characterized by weak or irregular contractions during childbirth, the birth became a source of concern, and Dr. Melillo was tempted to take his wife to the hospital in case a cesarean was necessary. It was 4:30 in the morning, and he didn't know what to do. Feeling uncertain and anxious, Dr. Melillo went to the balcony of the room where he could see the convent and mentally spoke to Padre Pio. "Father Pio, soon you will begin to celebrate Mass, while I do not know what to do." After a few minutes of anxious waiting, the midwife emerged from the delivery room with the long-awaited news that his son had been born. Overwhelmed with excitement, he rushed to the room to see his newborn, but was suddenly distracted by the sounds of footsteps echoing through the hallway. Curiosity getting the best of him, he opened the door to see the back of a figure descending the stairs that led to the lower floor. It was Padre Pio. Melillo was surprised to see him there, but he turned his attention back to the delivery room. He was filled with joy to find the midwife holding his son. However, his thoughts kept returning to Padre Pio and the mysterious encounter in the hallway. He left the room again, eager to catch up with the priest. After making his way down the stairs, he found that Padre Pio had already disappeared without a trace, leaving no indication of where he had gone or how he managed to vanish so suddenly. Glancing at the clock, Melillo realized that it was almost 5 in the morning. The time when Padre Pio typically began celebrating Holy Mass. This realization only added to the mystery of the priest's sudden appearance and disappearance. Feeling a mix of confusion and happiness, Melillo returned to his wife's room, relieved that everything had gone well. Later that morning, around 10, he made his way to the convent to thank Padre Pio for his assistance and for the unexpected honor of his presence, which the priest had told him was a reward for his unwavering faith. End of story. When Dr. Melillo sought the guidance of Padre Pio for his wife's pregnancy, he never imagined the strange and wondrous night he would have. Padre Pio's mysterious appearance on the night of Francesco's birth was yet another reminder of his powerful presence and the comfort he brought to those in need. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Buttered Bio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Buttered Bio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Buttered Bio.